Seeking the Wise Whys.
With Aaron and Alexander discussing the Just Philosophy.
Covering self-development, emotional processing, conscious relationships, and five levels of overall wellness. Welcome back to the Wise Whys podcast. Alexander here, giving my extended take on some past episodes. And today we're going to be visiting five of the most important aspects of the Just Philosophy. And I'm not trying to say these are the most five important, but these are, at least in the top 10. And I'll be doing other videos in the future to maybe expand on the top aspects of relationships. Today, we're going to focus on the top aspects of personal development or self-development. And I want to thank everybody for your support. And we're really enjoying doing these individual episodes. Aaron's doing a good job sharing his extended takes and experiences. And so with this, five of my favorite aspects of the Just Philosophy and things that I feel they're important for most anybody interested in this philosophy or self-development, the things that can be very, very useful. And the first thing that I'm going to start with is the five levels. And we all have five levels of our being. And when these five levels are communicating optimally and processing things optimally, we experience optimal wellness. And when there is discordance in between these five levels, it can create a lot of different types of disturbances, illnesses, communication issues in relationships. And so the five levels are the spiritual or religious. So the spiritual, religious. The next level is the mental, then the emotional, then the subtle energy level, and then the physical. And we have an acronym that's called SMEEP, S-M-E-E-P, to help to remember that. And as I've discussed in past episodes, I happen to feel that these five levels, the order is important. And when you're dealing with something on the physical level, such as a pain or discomfort or injury, it's very imperative to understand that there are four other levels connected to that, that we shouldn't just focus on the physical level, but we should work on all five of these levels. So maybe if you've got a sprain on your left wrist, some people may use heat and cold to help with the swelling, but to also realize that it's connected to, the spiritual level is doubt. So as we talk over and over, the spiritual level practice in this work is the practicing faith, practicing trust, practicing non-judgment, and practicing gratitude. And most issues in my private practice that I deal with people, my clients, whether it's a mental, emotional, or physical issue, I happen to feel that it starts in the spiritual or religious realm where doubt enters in, that something is happening in our life that we're in resistance to or we don't feel like it should be happening. And that, of course, activates the mental level, which is where the judge sits. And when it judges something that is not optimal, we have an emotional reaction. And where that judge sits, I like to say, replace the judge with an investigator. And an investigator looks at things without a preference to get as much information as possible. But most of us have that judge there and we decide whether something is acceptable or not. And if we go into judgment of it, it creates a negative emotional reaction. And then that negative emotional reaction weakens the energetic field or aura that Western science has confirmed now that humans have this aura or energy field around them. And the area of the body, there's different organs and areas of the body that's connected to certain emotions. So going back to the left wrist example, the left side of the body is the feminine, and the hand and arm wrist area is about how you're receiving. So see, you may not be receiving well enough, or you may be overly receiving and making things too much about you. And then that is, of course, aggravating the physical part of your left wrist. And so working on it from the physical standpoint will normally help, but it's not going to reach full wellness until all other four of those levels are accounted for and worked with. So please visit podcast on the five levels so that you can get more information around that. The next is I'm going to bring up is what I call the three R's. And that's to recognize a person, place, or thing, work to respect that person, place, or thing, and then redirect that person, place, thing, or energy. And most people get stuck in recognizing, like they may say, well, this come from my family lineage or my mother's side or my father's side. And then they will try to impose different actions to get different results. But there's a medium step there that's in learn to respect it. And respect means letting go of your judgment of it. And this is very important after the recognizing that there's been so many situations when I was, in the beginning stages of this development over 26 years ago, where, yeah, once I recognized something that I didn't want in my life, I worked very hard to change patterns and to create change to get different results. But the issue was that even if I'm doing a different action, see, my judgment is still the same. And so many times we will get tired of doing the new action before the adaptation happens on the energetic level. And this is why that second step of respecting is so important, because you can't respect something and judge it simultaneously. So learning to respect it and get into neutrality of your judgment of the person, place, thing, or energy, and then redirect through discipline and structure and consistency of effort is likely to have the best results. You know, there's been so many personal experiences that I've had with the five levels, with the three R's, and these are some of the things that really changed not just my actions, but my perceptions, which also changed the way that I communicated it with loved ones around me. And so I feel like this is going to be a great episode to review and then possibly seek out the individual episodes to expand and get more and more information on it. The next one that I'm going to talk about is emotional processing around what I call the five pillars. And the five pillars are as follows. Everything's in divine order, whether I understand it or not, or find the divine order in the chaos of life. The second one is polarity versus duality, meaning that opposites have to exist. So we spend so much energy attempting to convince others of our perceptions. And I feel like it's much more useful to live in example rather than living in what I call, most people are interested in being the teacher. But a lot of things that people teach or share, they don't personally practice. So this is very important to, no matter how important something is to you, to understand and have an understanding that the opposite has to exist. That's the earth plane. Opposites have to exist. The third one is everyone and every situation can be your teacher, but you have to be willing to be the student. You have to be interested in learning what this person, place, or situation has to teach you. And I have proven in my own experience that once you truly get the lesson, that those people stop playing those roles or those situations stop coming into your life as frequently. But life is here to help us. So many times it will challenge us to see if we're going to approach it in a different manner to get different results. Then the fourth one is emotional responsibility, and accountability. And this is a very, very big one because I happen to feel that a lot of people don't feel like they are in control or can manage their emotions. Most people I talk to feel like the emotions just happen to them. And I really want to get it across in an empowering way to realize that no one can actually make you mad. No one or no situation can actually make you sad. These frustrations, the angers, the different negative emotions that come up, I want to empower everybody here to realize that, to recognize that you choose those things, but you choose those experiences, those emotional experiences. But see, most people are caught in reaction. So reaction skips and bypasses responding. And so when we can learn to respond to person, places, situations, or energies rather than react to them, we're taking our power back and we're choosing to carry a certain vibration rather than allowing, when we don't get our way, for this childlike energy to come out. I call it grown adults throwing temper tantrums. And we see it all over the place in our own personal lives, on TV, and it's very uncomfortable for everyone involved. But normally the person that is emoting, they many times are out of control even. So I want you to pull that energy back in and realize that we do have a choice in these emotions. And this is where I like to suggest to learn to take a breath before any action, to stay out of reaction. Many times reaction is something that happens almost instantly, to where responding, see, needs a moment, needs some time to maybe choose the optimal response. And so this is why I like to suggest the learning to take a breath before you pick up and answer your phone, before you go answer the door if there's a knock, before when somebody asks you a question, learn to take that breath to show them that you're really interested in contemplating what they just asked. Otherwise, it is more than likely a reaction rather than a response. And then the fifth pillar is everything is vibration. Therefore, nothing is permanent and everything can be adjusted. And the subtle energy world responds very quickly to internal energy adjustments. So this is why our main free will, if not the only one, is our perception, that no one can change that perception but us. We have to allow that perception to be changed. So in working with the view of everything's in is a vibration, that, see, a thought is a vibration. So if you change the way that you perceive or look at something, you're actually changing the makeup of that person, place, or thing. And given enough time, that energy can build to be the dominant, and therefore the change sticks and the old pattern drifts away. And what I mean by these five pillars being emotional processing is that when you do get an emotional reaction, my suggestion is to take yourself somewhere quiet and to be to yourself and by yourself. Call it contemplation, call it meditation, just call it stillness. But the whole idea is to go through whatever you're struggling with, the person, place, thing, or energy, and choose to run these five pillars and see if one of them or multiple of them doesn't help shift your perception. And many times mine is resolved in probably 80 to 90% with that very first one, remembering that everything is in divine order and that nothing is happening to people, but it's happening for people, for people's growth, for growth of relationships. And so sometimes, or many times, people actually grow the most, or it's needed for there to be friction or some kind of obstacle for people to grow and to expand and to change the way that they are reacting to things. So I really suggest to visit these five pillars often, maybe make a list of them, put them on your refrigerator, put them on a mirror where you see them often, keep them in your phone so that anytime that you feel emotional, to just go through and read these and see if it doesn't bring you back to center or back to the present moment. It's one of my absolute favorites and one that I've used so much, especially in my own personal healing, going through my own traumas and working with a lot of would've, could've, and should've. We have to be very careful of those and feeling like life was unfair. These five pillars helped to pull me out of that mindset and to get into more of a growth mindset. The next point that I'm going to bring up is three questions of the authentic self. And I find that a lot of people's discontentment, and certainly mine was not being clear in who I was, what I'm passionate about, and then how to exemplify that passion on a daily basis. So these are the three questions of the authentic self. Again, who you are. This comes down to, at the most basic level, as to who you want to be called. Many people have many different names. They might be a mother, a sister, a partner, an intimate partner, and then they have nicknames. And see, all these different names being called all the time keeps a person not necessarily confused, but scattered, can be scattered. And see, by every different name, a person may have different constitution, different actions, different vocabulary. And so I like to suggest that the more that you can hone that down into the least variables as possible, the more consistent your responses will be in building energy. For example, I prefer being called Alexander. I don't typically use my last name, not because I have any issues with my family name, but I like just Alexander. And then I go in deeper to explain that I'm also a 4-1 profile in the human design, a generator in the human design, and a 10 of clubs personality card, and a queen of hearts birth card. And so see, this gives an added dimension that I can explain what all four of those characteristics really mean. And these are based off of the tools that we use and promote in the Just Philosophy of the Destiny Card System, Egyptian numerology, and then the Human Design System. And these two systems help you to understand your energetic makeup, your personality makeup, and then your higher self makeup, as well as your compatibility in relationships. So having a deeper level of knowledge about the self besides just your likes and dislikes is very advantageous. The second question is, what are you passionate about? And when people get confused with this, I like to suggest to go back to childhood, because everybody isn't clear on what they're passionate about. And your passion doesn't have to be your livelihood or the way that you make money. But it's really around what you get the most joy out of experiencing. For me, that is helping people with self-development work, helping people to become more communicative and intimate in their intimate relationships, and then help people move toward wellness on all five of those levels that I mentioned earlier. And so, see, that's very easy for me to explain, you know, really what I'm about in a small group of sentences. And so please try that exercise about what are you passionate about? And, you know, look how you can bring that passion into your everyday practice somehow, which brings us to the third question is, how do you exemplify on a daily basis these passions? So another example using myself is that I have a private consultation practice. I do energy work as well, connected to that consultation practice with sound and vibration. I also perform sound journeys out in the public. I hold public and private classes to teach, and I build and design and sell products such as sound tables, music, and things like that. So see, those few things I work to incorporate in every day of my life. And so in those three questions, I'm very clear in who I am, what I'm passionate about, and how I exemplify that passion on a daily basis. So please try that little test, that little experiment, and continue to refine it. Don't put so much pressure on yourself to figure it out exactly the very first time you do it. Allow it to expand. So just start on it and allow changes to happen and see if that doesn't bring your focus and clarity in your life just more and more as the days go on. The next and fifth aspect that I want to bring up is one of the more challenging ones to just discuss verbally. And it's under the word acceptance. And acceptance does not mean condoning or approving of. It simply means stopping the internal friction where a person, place, thing, or energy is concerned. A very general way to discuss this is, say I'm having an outdoor event and the forecast shows that it's going to rain. See, I can allow that to worry me over days, maybe even 4 or 5 days in advance, or I can start working on acceptance and having a contingency plan. So, see, in that situation, once I see the rain is highly possible, I can either reschedule my event, I can cancel the event, or I can hold the event anyway while describing and sharing that this may be a possibility to help. But see, there's not actually anything I'm going to consider that I can do about the weather. So see, the choices is to have that contingency plan in order or to worry about whether it's going to rain or not. And see, in that acceptance, I'm not condoning or approving of it raining. I'm just accepting that it's going to rain. And therefore, let me make the adaptations that I need to make to stay in a high or so-called positive vibration so that, and this is another place to practice that very first pillar that everything's in divine order, that that event may need to be canceled or rescheduled for reasons that I don't know. And I want to be thankful for the things that I am aware of, thankful for the things that are just very easy to see. But I've learned over time to be very thankful for those things that I don't understand. Something as simple as being stuck in traffic. I used to experience road rage 20 or more years ago and would curse at people cutting me off and things like that. Or being stuck in traffic and feeling like I was going to be late to an appointment. And that would really bother me because my father installed in me to be early, not just to be on time, but to be early. So I practiced all of these five aspects that I'm discussing here to learn that that traffic jam may be saving me or someone else from an accident. Maybe in divine timing that the person that I was supposed to meet with wasn't going to be there that day, and so they had a fill-in. And so me being late or not making it to that meeting could actually be in divine order. So see, this is all practice of that spiritual level of trust, practicing faith, practicing non-judgment, and practicing gratitude. Because in that traffic being stuck, you can spend that time being thankful for many things in your life, especially your well-being. Or you can be in angst and frustration and worry, the negative emotions, when that's not really going to assist the situation in any way, shape, or form. But see, the acceptance, again, is an internal thing. It's so that you release restrictions or you release resistance, and that allows this subtle energy to flow optimally through the body. See, when we tense up, we stop the flow of chi or energy. And then we forget when that moment passes. Many times, most people won't go through some type of relaxation exercise to get back to neutral. They just go on about their day. And so if you can visualize a person going through 2 or 3 different resistant situations a day over a week or a month's time, or years, This can really start to disrupt the energetic flow, which is going to be connected to the emotional reactions, which is going to be connected to a lack of faith, a lack of trust. You're going to be in judgment more than likely. And that's all going to weaken the energetic field, which is going to make your physical body more than likely more subjective to illness, disease, and injury. So in talking about these five aspects, five of my favorite aspects of the Just Philosophy and things that I literally practice, you know, on a daily basis, it's imperative for my growth. And I feel like these are some great aspects that if you incorporate them daily into your life, that you will see a change fairly quickly. Because even with this being the plane of polarity, as I said in the second pillar, that polarity versus duality. See, duality is that you have a point of view and you want to prove it, and you will even argue about it or possibly fight to prove that point of view. When that goes directly against physics and the way that physics works, that opposites have to exist. And it's well known that anybody that studies plant medicine, that if there's a poisonous plant in a certain area, within the vicinity of that area, there's also the antidote or the solution. Very similar typically with poisonous animals and things like that. The antidote will be close by. And this is the way that it was designed. So see, polarity or opposites don't always mean something negative or frictional, but many times it can. So again, I'm just going to review these important aspects of the five levels, the five pillars that assist with emotional processing, the three R's to recognize, respect, and redirect the person, place, thing, or energy, the three questions of the authentic self: who are you, what are you passionate about, and how do you exemplify that passion on a daily basis? And then acceptance. And working to accept gifts that come your way, and then accept things that are taken from you or when you don't get your preference. So these are all connected to an overall, I'm going to throw in a little dash of a sixth one here, is to learn to live life in non-preference. That doesn't mean that I don't ever have a preference, such as enjoying possibly green bean casserole over broccoli casserole. But what this means is that you're able to first recognize that you have a preference. And anytime we have a preference, we're not seeing things clearly. There's nothing wrong with having a preference, but to acknowledge and realize that, oh, I'm not seeing things clearly right now, and to either go ask somebody that doesn't have an interest in it to get feedback, or to go sit in contemplation, possibly run the five pillars to get back to a place of neutrality before making a decision. And see, many, many people's decisions are made out of emotional reaction, and many times it's regretted later. When we make decisions out of that neutrality or a lack of preference, normally that is a decision that we're going to be good with over a long period of time. So I really hope that these little highlights have resonated with you listeners. Maybe it's generated questions, so please reach out. We enjoy answering questions on the podcast or directly, as well as our classes that we hold. So I'm in much gratitude for everyone's support, interest, and I send you so many blessings and kind vibes. And please connect with us, share our episodes. If you want to donate monetarily, we have a way to do that. Please do that. But any way that you can support us, we appreciate so much. Tell a friend, turn them on to the podcast, and we look forward to growing together. So much love.
Thank you for listening to this free version of the Wise Wise podcast. To hear the complete conversation and go deeper into the application of the tools and techniques of the Just Philosophy, head on over to wisewisepodcast.com and become a premium member. You'll get to hear all of our complete conversations, including the complete episodes of our Inward Journey story series and our entire back catalog, and continue your self-development journey with us. We honor your dedication to self-growth, overall wellness, and continuing to ask the wise whys.
And remember, gradual changes over long periods of time equals lasting results.
Continue on your self-growth journey by visiting thejustphilosophy.com, where you are able to connect personally by booking a private consultation with Alexander in person, by phone, or Zoom. Uncover your authentic self more easily with a human design or destiny card consultation. Here you will gain information about your energetic makeup, personality, and your higher self, as well as navigating your way through your relationships. There are also multiple types of reports available for purchase that help you gain insight into your career, relationships, and opportunities for self-growth. The site also allows you to view a calendar of Alexander's live performances and class schedule, peruse other products such as shirts, CDs, and finally, the revolutionary VibroTune vibrational sound therapy tables. These contoured therapy tables allow you to bathe in a vibrational sonic bath of frequencies, bringing you into alignment on all levels. You will be feeling and hearing calming music synced through vibration and frequency. So again, you can grab all this goodness at thejustphilosophy.com, thejustphilosophy.com. The Just Philosophy, as discussed in this podcast, has been developed by Alexander over the last 25 years in his personal studies, private practice, and professional environment. The information discussed is intended for educational purposes only and is not meant as a replacement for conventional medicine. Just remember, knowledge plus experience equals wisdom. Seek the wise. We want to thank you for working on you. Keep shining your light and refining your vibe.